Everyone, please keep your Bibles open there at 1 Peter. And I'd like you to just take a moment, think back over this last week. Have you suffered in any way on account of being a Christian? Think about your week. Maybe a conversation you've had. Someone gave you a hard time over something you said that you stood up for in regards to your faith in Christ. Or maybe it was something you had to forego so that you could proclaim the name of Christ. I'd expect in a congregation the size of ours that over the course of this last week, people have suffered simply because they love the Lord Jesus. We live in a world where the vast majority of people do not honour Jesus as Lord, where they don't recognise him as their Saviour. And if people do not honour Jesus as Lord and Saviour, then we shouldn't expect that those who follow him will be treated any different. In many ways, the society we live in today is no different to the one of the first century to which the Apostle Peter was writing, a world where people who followed Jesus were persecuted for their faith. Do not be surprised, Peter says, at the painful trial you're suffering, as though something strange were happening to you. In fact, in verse 14, Peter says, if you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. Now, as we've heard tonight and as we celebrate Education Sunday today, there is some wonderful gospel-centered work going on across New South Wales in both our primary and secondary schools. The opportunity for students to be taught the Bible and learn what Christians believe and why they believe it is a great blessing from God. But it is not one that is well received by some parts of the community. There are people within the parts of the New South Wales education system that would love to see all teaching of the Bible removed from the public school system. And as sad as that is, we should not be surprised by that. If the world put Jesus to death on the cross, we should not expect that those who follow Jesus be treated any differently. And yet, here in New South Wales, we are in a unique position at the moment where we have the opportunity to teach young people the biblical truths of the Bible. Now, we have to teach them in a very careful and clear way according to a set out curriculum, but we have that opportunity. And even though that may be difficult, Peter says, rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ. Last week, I was teaching my Year 3 class, and we talked about one of the very first people who stood up and told people the truth about Jesus post his death and resurrection. Anyone want to suggest who they think that might be? Stephen, well done. Stephen was a man who spent his life helping people. He distributed food to the very poorest people in the community, the widows, the people who had no way of being able to support or provide for themselves. He's described in the book of Acts as a man who was filled with God's grace and power and was able to perform great wonders and miraculous signs among the people. You would think that a man such as Stephen would be honoured and well-liked within the community. I'm sure those widows who depended upon him for their very food to survive thought very highly of him. the Jewish leaders hated him. They killed him for what he said. And they severely persecuted and tried to stamp out Christianity within Jerusalem. Christians were forced to flee from Jerusalem into Judea and Samaria. And rather than stamping out Christianity, the Jewish leaders, under the sovereign hand of God, inadvertently caused it to spread. Such is the power of God. Peter says, if you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. Even though Stephen paid an incredible price, he was blessed by God. But Peter then goes on to clarify what he means by suffering as a Christian. In verse 15, he says, if you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or a thief or any other kind of criminal or even as a meddler. Suffering that brings glory to God is not suffering that comes about by our own wrongdoing. We don't bring glory to God if we go to jail because we've murdered someone. We don't bring glory to God if we go to jail because we have stolen things that don't belong to us. We don't bring glory to God if we go to jail because we have committed criminal acts. And we don't bring glory to God even if we have gotten ourselves involved in other people's affairs and misappropriated them. Or, as Peter says, meddled. That kind of suffering we bring upon ourselves and doesn't glorify God. But Peter says, if you suffer as a Christian, in other words, if you are declaring the truths that come from the Bible about Jesus, and you suffer because of those, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear the name Christian. Give thanks to God that you are part of his family. We should expect suffering, this type of suffering, because God is now in the process of preparing us for that final day. And if life is hard for those who love God, what will it be like on that final day for those who have no regard for God? Now, by hard, Peter is not saying people who have put their trust in God, in Jesus, are somehow in danger of losing their salvation, that if we've got to really rush headlong into suffering, and if we haven't suffered enough, then we're somehow not going to be right on that final day. Salvation has already been won for us on the cross by Christ with his death and his resurrection. By hard, Peter means life here on earth is going to be difficult. Living out our life as a Christian in a world that does not recognize Jesus as their Lord and Savior is tough. And it's filled with all kinds of trials and sufferings. And Peter writes to the Christians to encourage them to see that through these sufferings, through these trials, God is preparing his people for that final day when his glory will be revealed. Total dependence upon God in all situations. Brothers and sisters, don't be surprised if you suffer for being a Christian. Don't be surprised if you meet opposition simply because you put your trust in Jesus. You should expect people to question you. Doesn't mean you give up. Keep focused on Jesus. Rejoice that you suffer according to God's will. Not for our own sinful behavior, We should never rejoice about that. But trust God to hold on to you. And as the Apostle Paul says, to continue for as long as he gives us breath in this world, doing his will. I'm going to conclude by praying. And I'm going to use the words of Psalm 105 that Peter read earlier for us to form the words of the final prayer as we close. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you that you are Lord, and we can call on your name. Thank you for the opportunity you give to us to make known to all the world what you have done. We pray that your name would be glorified and that all who seek you would rejoice. Help us not to rely on our own strength, but to always look to you to guide us in everything we say and everything we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.